We invite our very special preacher for today, Master Jeremiah Osei Bonsu.
Hello, hello.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go unto the house of the Lord. David knew that in the house of the Lord, there is liberty. David knew that in the house of the Lord, there is joy. And David knew that in the house of the Lord, there is peace. Hallelujah. I thank the district minister, session, and children's service teachers for choosing me to be the preacher for this special occasion. Please, let us pray. Sum sum kwan kwan ba. Sum sum kwan kwan ba. Kwan kwan ba. Ba. Father Almighty, we give you thanks and praise. Lord, as we are all ready to listen to your word, I pray that may you put me aside and use me as a vessel or an instrument to preach to your people. And I pray any spirit ready to attack your word, Lord, may they surrender before you in Jesus' name. And may your word bring transformation to your people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So our theme for the special occasion is celebrating our heritage, persisting in mission. Let the little children come to me. And our scriptures are taken from Exodus chapter 2, verse 5 to 10, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58, and Mark chapter 10, verse 13 to 16. Hallelujah. When we go to the first scripture, Exodus chapter 2, verse 5 to 10, we read that when Moses was little, the Pharaoh had commanded to kill all the Hebrew boys. So Moses' mother hid him in a basket and sent him down the river. At that time, the Pharaoh's daughter was bathing in the river, and she saw the basket. So she ordered one of her servants to go get it. She is like God, calling us little children to him. So we are protected from anything the devil has planned. Hallelujah. When we go to the second scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 58, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58, this verse is telling us to stand strong in God's work, for our work in the Lord is not in vain. This means everything we do in the Lord, preaching the word of Christ to other people, bringing others to Christ, baptizing, anything that we are doing in the Lord. One day, all we do, we shall be rewarded. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, when we go to the third and last scripture, Mark chapter 10, verse 13 to 16, we read that people brought their little children, us children, to Jesus to put his hands on them. But the disciples rebuked them. They just push them away. Don't come to Jesus. When Jesus saw this, he was angry, and he said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these." When we read Matthew chapter 18, verse 3, it says, "Truly I say unto you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." Jesus is emphasizing in this verse the importance of humility, trust, and dependence on God, which are often like childlike qualities. Hallelujah. Now, in the third Bible reading, when we're reading Mark chapter 10, verse 14, it said, "When Jesus saw this, he was indignant, and he said to them, 'Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these.'" Asun Jane Kamo. Please, parents, this voice is mostly focusing on you. You parents leave us children at home and go to church to hear the word of God. You parents leave us children at home to go to Friday night prayer service. Why can't we go too to hear the word of God? When Jesus saw this, he said, "Do not hinder us. Do not hinder us from reading the Bible. Do not hinder us from Friday night prayer service. Do not hinder us from coming to church." This is even why children's service was created. So when we also go to church, we can also hear the word of God. Hallelujah. And I have a question for you. Do you think that when we children come to church and we go upstairs, we just go upstairs and we just play for the whole service and then we just leave? Awo fo se mususu se yemofra se yebaso na ye di agro keke ma asun no ni na na ye fi ho ana. Debbie, we go there to hear the Lord's word too. We go there to hear the word Lord too, just as you parents also get to hear the words Lord. Hallelujah. Yesu. Yesu. Children, also, while at school, try to emulate your life like Christ. Try to tell others about Christ. Hallelujah. Try to bring others to Christ. Try to always tell your friends and classmates about Christ. Because our mission for this special occasion is bringing others to know Christ. Amen? Amen. But before we children can bring others into Christ, we should live a life that emulates Christ. And these ways show that we children are living our lives like Jesus did. Number one is for we children to respect and honor our parents, teachers, or anyone else older than us. As just as the Bible states in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 to 3, it says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you and you may enjoy long life on the earth." Amen? Amen. As we children become obedient when we listen and follow the teachings and advice from our parents, teachers, and elders that we come into contact with, everything has consequences. So the consequence for this one is, it may go well with you, and you may enjoy long life on the earth. Amen? Amen. Number two is that we children should be able to show love to one another, just as the Bible shows in John chapter 3, verse 16, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." Hallelujah. As children of God, when we exhibit the love for one another, we won't fight, steal, or say bad words against each other, but rather we will make others feel happy by sharing what we need with them, what we have with them, and also helping them when they are in need, in both at church and at school. Amen? Number three is that our children of God, it is our mandate and it is our mandate to study and learn the word of God. In the same way as we do to our textbooks at school. In Psalm chapter 119, verse 105, it says, that your word is a lamp to my feet and light to my path. Amen. This justifies that as children, knowing the word of God and adding prayers into our lifestyle, this will bring us very close to God. And in so doing, it will prevent us from committing sins in our everyday lives. When we go to Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6, as it said, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. You see how us students, when we go to school and we study in our textbooks, when we study and study and study, we get hundreds, we get A's. This is the same thing with God's word. When we read the Lord's word in darkness and amidst evil, we shall go the right way. Hallelujah. And may we never forget to accomplish the mission for Christ. Hallelujah. Please let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word today. We ask that you may help us obey our parents and our teachers to show love to one another. Help us to study your word and be more prayerful so we can bring others to come to know Christ. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.